wanted mad house. Oh, wanted mad house. Yeah, wanted mad house. Yeah, wanted mad house. Wanted mad house. Wake up with us early in the morning. Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Wanted mad house for breath, we in the kitchen. Wanted mad house. Wanted mad house. What the fuck wrong with Burpee? Is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Charlotte. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Wanted mad house. Yeah. Wanted mad house. Yeah. Wanted mad house. Wanted mad house. Whoa. Wanted mad house. Yeah. Wanted mad house. Yeah. Wanted mad house. Wanted mad house. Whoa.
Yeah. 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 Another Larry the Wonder Man House, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Boy, it's so cold outside, my lips can't even move right. You know what I mean? 29 degrees out there at that bus stop out there on them streets this morning. Don't y'all leave them kids out there in that cold weather. It's going to wake their ass up this morning, though. It's that kind of weather to wake your brain up. That's right, 29 degrees right about now. Today's high is going to be right near 54 with nothing but sunshine. We got sunshine mostly all week. Rain slated to come in on Thursday night and then be with us throughout the weekend. But other than that, temperatures are actually going to climb in the 60s, late 60s before the end of the week. But, yeah, today, sunshine and cold, 54 degrees. Hit the man out with me this morning, y'all. So what's up to Miss Jessica? Again, that out.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
How was that weekend?
Wonderful, wonderful. What about you?
That was good. I was talking about out with me this morning, boy. Y'all, so what up, comedian? Bye bye.
I say good morning.
Concord.
Good morning.
Charlotte.
Good morning.
Yes,
good morning.
All my folks
good
out here.
Morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling in the morning?
Feeling good, my boy.
All right, man. Great weekend. Weekend was pretty dope. I hung out with Money Train and the crew on yesterday. Anthony Hamilton went out to Rock Hill and gave out 100. 100. 100 turkeys. Gave away some TVs. Gave away some money. Gave away some people. We did everything. It was pretty dope. Shout out to Anthony Hamilton. Shout out to Money Train. And shout out to everybody who came out to Northside Recreation Center yesterday down in Rock Hill. That was pretty dope. And then, yeah, man, just a good weekend. Just a good weekend. Was out here sliding in the community. I went out to West Charlotte on Saturday. They had the dedication of the brand new gym over there. The Charles McCullough Gym. You know, they've rebuilt West Charlotte. And part of the rebuild was them getting a brand new gym. And that was dope. Seeing that presentation of the gym and everybody talking about Coach McCullough and what he meant and what he means to the Batesford Road corridor and, of course, to the West Charlotte High School. So shout out to everybody, all the West Charlotte alumni that came out for that one. Shout out to my man, Flossie James, over there at the Dub, too. All right. So, yeah, that was it. And then, man, back here on Monday, ready to get it popping for the week. Ready to get it popping. Watched the AMAs last night. Did y'all check out any of the AMAs?
Nope.
I checked out part of it. I saw Glorilla and Cardi B. But they got it in. They got it in. I also saw, you know, they canceled Chris Brown's performance for the AMAs.
Right.
So he actually won an award. I think Best Male Artist or something. Best Male R&B Artist. He got an award. Of course, he was not there because they canceled his performance. And he was out about that. So he accepted it. Well, Kelly Rowland accepted an award on his behalf. And then she got up there like everybody, mama. Nah, don't y'all do that. Don't y'all do that. Because they started booing when they had announced that Chris Brown wasn't there. It was pretty funny. But, yeah, that was it. That was the weekend right there. All right, today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is more than an experience. It is a releasing of what's in you to accomplish what God has for you. If there is an infilling, then there must be an outflowing. Understand that what's inside of you will change what's outside of you if you put it to work. The Bible says that it is God who works in you for His good pleasure. The struggle you're in right now may be over what God wants to do through your life. The Spirit of God that's in you is greater than the trouble you're going through or the obstacles in your path. When everything around you is saying no, but something deep inside of you says yes, that's your God-given destiny. All you have to do is acknowledge it, anchor your life in it, and begin to work it out. I'm Pastor RJ Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
Little Larry in the morning, madhouse. But 29 degrees if you're headed out the house this morning. If you got to go to the bus stop with them kids, if you're getting ready to slide out the door and go to work, whoo! Call out there. You need a coat, toboggan, some gloves. You need a one of them weighted blankets. You need all that this morning. It's cold. And if you got a remote start on your car, yeah, this might be a great morning to use that because you're going to have to defrost your car a little bit before you head out on the road this morning. All right, go ahead and crank that thing up. Let it run about a good 2-3 minutes. Get that oil flowing through there and, you know, get them fluids right, okay? All right, it's time for your badass question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD.
Let's talk about AMAs went down yesterday, and a lot of people are talking about them because before the show aired, the AMAs nixed Chris Brown's performance because it included a Michael Jackson tribute. Now, they haven't come out with an exact reason as to why they did it, but he was supposed to be doing a tribute to Michael Jackson, and then they came back and they said, they cut his show. The Game has recently spoken out about this, saying that black artists should have boycotted the AMAs after they did this to Chris Brown. We want to know, do you agree with what The Game has to say?
No, I don't. It's an award show. It's their award show. If they felt like they had creative differences, then I think they got a right to say, you know, we just don't want that performance on our show. You know what I mean? I'm sure like Chris Brown is not the only person that's ever had a performance canceled or asked not to perform or whatever. So I'm gonna say no.
I do agree with The Game. I think that there's strength in numbers. I think that until they can provide a reason, you know, you just say, nah, you're out with no type of reason. But then you turn around and you give him an award. I think that's sort of funny. So I think that there's strength in numbers. And I think that there could have been a clear message of you need to treat our artists the right way. I think that it could have been a big movement.
I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. So the thing about them giving the award is voted on. You know what I mean? So if he won the award, he won the award. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been different if he won the award and they kind of like not announced it. I think now it's a slap in the face. I'm just asking why.
I think that because he won the award, that shows that people wanted to see him. That the viewers, the fans wanted to see him on the show. This is a show that is voted on by the fans of music. And if he won it, obviously the fans wanted to see him. So let him perform.
Well, everybody that wins an award don't get to perform.
I understand that everybody that wins an award doesn't get to perform. But he was one of the people that was supposed to perform. And all of a sudden his award, it was pulled. You know, you got to stop playing with us. Stop playing with us.
I don't know. I think it looks bad and sounds bad because they didn't give an explanation. They just said he can't do it. And clearly he was told he could because he had a whole performance ready. So that's the only reason I would say, yeah, but I don't believe in everybody coming together that much to actually not perform.
What?
No, they're not going to do it. Okay. They want the fame. They want the clout. They want to say they performed here. They want to do that. So, but my personal opinion is, I think they should have. I just felt like the game where I knew they wouldn't have.
Okay. Now, how do we get it on this, Ms. Jessica?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Ms. Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I'm Just Burpee, or leave your opinions on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know it.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever remains at the top of the box office for a second consecutive weekend. The sequel raked in another $67.3 million in its second weekend, bringing its totals to $288 million domestically and $546 million globally. That's just 2 weeks. The Menu took the second place with $9 million in its opening weekend. Screenings for the faith-based series The Chosen Season 3, Episode 1 and 2 finished in third with $8.2 million. Black Adam and Ticket to Paradise. They both rounded out the top five. Black Adam bringing in 4.5 million and Ticket to Paradise bringing in 3.2 million. I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie.
Nolla Blair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 29 degrees in Charlotte, America. Today's high is going to be right near 54 with sunshine. Your Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD. What we talking to the folks about today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we are talking about Chris Brown. It recently came out that the AMAs canceled his performance. He was supposed to be doing a tribute for Michael Jackson. It's the 40th anniversary of Thriller. Now, they did not address why they canceled his performance, but media, he says when they pulled Chris Brown's performance from the AMAs, all hip-hop and R&B artists should have declined too, but we'll never be that unified, and that's why they keep and will always use us, suck our culture dry, and disrespect us in our faces and behind our backs. So we want to know, do you agree with the game? Should the black artists have pulled out of the AMAs?
I said no, they should not have, and you said?
I said yes, I agree with them.
Bert, but you said?
I said no, but I understand that what the game was saying when he was like, oh, they won't come together to do nothing like that.
All right. You know, you could always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. We got some voicemails in.
Open Door is represented by Open Door Brokerage.
That ain't it. That ain't it. It's Monday, Bert. We got some voicemails in.
It's Monday. That's what we're going with.
Yeah, it's Monday. I don't know how that changed.
All right, let's do it.
There you go.
Definitely boycott the daggone AMAs because of that, man. Because, for one, you're still giving out tributes to Elvis. They're making movies about Elvis. Elvis was a child molester. Let's go ahead and say that right now. Two, this is based on solely the allegations that Michael Jackson was the alleged rapist of children, which was already proven to be false. How many times we got to go through this? Let the man perform. Let the man do his daggone tribute to one of the GOATs. The GOATs, of all time. That's that.
Yeah, I agree with Burpee. Everybody don't get a time. If your show gets canceled, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Don't call for, we boycott and say that being, that's regular shit. Life ain't fair sometimes, so it's like, I don't know, I just think that's real petty, but it is what it is. He got an award, be happy.
All right, you can go to our voicemail and leave your opinion, 704-227-8780. Or you can check our page. My Instagram page is I Am No Limit Larry.
At Hey Miss Jessica, and it's up in my story.
Or on my page at I'm Just Burpee.
Madhouse Classic Throwback is on the way and Pastor Real is on the way.
Good morning.
Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m.
No Limit Larry, the Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B is going down inside the Madhouse. Pastor Real is about to come in here and flip the script. Before he flips the script, is being brought to you by Paparazzi. That's right. Join us live each and every Friday for Friday Night Live at Paparazzi. 9539 Pinnacle Drive. Of course, it's being brought to you by Papa 98, Cheddarman, STM, Gouda Host, and DJ M-Easy. Check out Papa98FM.com for more details. All right, Pastor Real, let's flip this script this morning.
Thank you for having me and letting me speak to the congregation.
Flip the script. Flip the script. Flip the script. Oh, look, it's time to flip the script. Yeah. Flip the script. Flip the script. Flip the script. Pastor Real and flip the script.
We never going to fail. We know Pastor Real, we never going to hell.
Make sure you drop a couple dollars down in the plate. Catch the Holy Ghost, it's Pastor Real on Power 98.
Good morning, Larry and Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The scripture will be flipped by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because he keeps it
100. The scripture being flipped today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 1 and verse 16. When you have it, say amen. If you don't have it, we ain't got time to wait.
Amen.
And it reads, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, remove the evil of your deeds from my sight, cease to do evil. You know what that's talking about, Larry and Jessica?
Take a bath.
Be some old! Wash yourself! Cleanse your body! For when you do not shower, when you do not bathe, you got evil doings all over you. Larry, are you evil today?
No.
Because you washed!
Yeah, I got all that evil stuff off me.
Jessica, are you evil today?
No.
Because you washed! Be Simone talking about, sometimes I go days without washing. I turned to one of my associate pastors. You know what I said, Larry?
What's
I'll be damned. It's no way you're going days without washing. You got to get in between the crevices, the cracks, the creaks of your body. You got to wash yourself, because when you don't wash, you got, you know how some people say you got filth on you. That's what the old people used to say, Larry. You got a little bit of filth on you. Nuh-uh. Not according to the word. You know what you got on you?
Evil.
The devil!
The devil.
Satan himself is on your body when you don't wash your ass. Be some old. Cleanse yourself, and you will be pure of all evil. The doors of the church are now open. That's to anybody else out there. If you did not wash this morning, go ahead and run some water across your body. Amen.
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 Get into the wake up.
Get your ass up. Ain't no sleeping on the zone. Ain't no sleeping on the zone. Ain't no sleeping on the zone. Ain't nobody safe.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Y'all know what time it is. It is time to let y'all shine. We just want to spread some positivity in a negative world.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out in Boston. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out handling the business.
Real.
I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hey, Miss Jessica, this Star Child.
Hey,
I want to let Money Train shine for the fourth annual turkey drive that he put on. Thanks for inviting Star Child Entertainment. Shout out to Anthony Hamilton. And yeah, we signing, baby. The whole Star Child ENT Money Train. Let's go.
Good seeing you yesterday, big brother. Little brother.
Power 98, good morning. Who are you letting shine?
Good morning.
What's up?
Happy Motivation Money Monday.
Come on now. Talk about
it. I'm getting all the birthday shines today. And I want to say happy gobble gobble wobble wobble to everyone. You don't like to eat them.
Gobble gobble wobble wobble. I love April. I need to holler at you about summer. Holler at your boy. Call out again. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's
this
up?
This is Jametta. I want to let Jaya and JL Royal shine. Fusion Force dancers, they're doing a good job.
You doing a good job, kids. You doing a good job.
I want to shine the light on two young ladies that I met yesterday at the store at Walmart. So shout out to Jelani and Lanita. They were so nice. Such a pleasure meeting you two ladies. Shine the light on Jelani and Lanita. I hope you all have a great week.
I want to shine the light on everybody who came out Friday night, everybody who came and checked out Jeezy. It was incredible at QC Soundstage. Shout out to everybody who was in the building for that. Shout out to the two young men. We was at the bar kicking it last night, Jay Rich and other big homie. We was at the bar last night kicking it, just talking about, you know, life, living in the pursuit of happiness. And shout out to Dub C. They donated a brand new gym over there. At Dub C on Saturday. Shout out to the whole Dub C alumni, the whole Dub C family, and the whole Charles McCullough family. Shout out to everybody who came out and spoke on his behalf. Whole lot of good things brewing. All right, y'all know what's going down. We got it on the way for you. Got your Nosy Neighbor News. This is about to drop at 7:24. Miss Jessica's going to bring you that your chance to get tickets for Sesame Street Live. We got that family pack for you. Coming up at 7:24. We back at 7:20.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
What the hell is going on here?
Hello, nosy neighbors. This is Ms. Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, November 21st. Congratulations to Janae Aiko and Big Sean. They welcomed a little baby boy to the world. Big Sean posted photos and said, after 24 hours of labor, a lunar eclipse with rain from the beginning of labor till he was born, he's here, safe and sound. He continued happy, healthy, and everything we could ask for and more. Any and everything for you, son Noah. 11-8-22. Congratulations to the couple. A fourth person has turned himself in for the murder of young Dolph. Jamarcus Johnson has surrendered after the Memphis Police Department posted his picture on their Facebook page. He's been charged with conspiracy to commit murder in the first degree. This arrest comes a week after the police arrested another man who allegedly orchestrated the murder of young Dolph. Kelly Rowland presented the AMA Award for Best R&B Artist, which went to Chris Brown. When accepting the award on his behalf, hecklers in the crowd begin to boo, and Kelly was quick with the response. Check it out.
American Music Award goes to Chris Brown. Chris Brown is not here tonight, so I'm accepting this award on his behalf. Excuse me, chill out. But I want to tell Chris thank you so much for making great R&B music. And I want to tell him thank you for being an incredible performer. I'll take this award, bring it to you. I love you. Congratulations. And congratulations to all the nominees in this category.
Now, Brown was supposed to perform a Michael Jackson tribute for the 40th anniversary of Thriller, but the performance was canceled at the last minute. The AMAs didn't address why. Trey Songz has been accused of attacking and repeatedly punching a woman in the bathroom of a bowling alley in New York City. The police have...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Not reveal what provoked the alleged attack, but they are investigating this incident. Songz rep said a source close to the investigation informs us that Trey has been cooperative with authorities and expect that when all of the evidence is reviewed, he will be exonerated. This is another instance where those involved try to blame the celebrity with hopes of getting fame or riches. Happy birthday to DeVito. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
News report.
Power 98. Number 11 in the madhouse. Y'all is plugged for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the madhouse. It is 7:40. It's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry's mad.
Woke up this morning with some on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Hashtag Larry Mad has been brought to you by Hibbett Sports. Join me at the brand new Hibbett Sports on Independence Boulevard in the Aquarium Marketplace Shopping Center. I was actually over there earlier this week or late last week. Come in this Saturday. We're going to have a chance for you to enter to win a $50 Hibbett gift card. It's the official grand opening of the brand new store, Hibbett Sports on Independence Boulevard. Boy, Hibbett is taking over. Shout out to Hibbett Sports. 7308 L East Independence Boulevard. All right, so slide in with me this Saturday.
Saturday. I'm actually going to be hanging out, this Saturday over there at Hibbs. So I look forward to seeing all y'all come out. All right, hashtag Larry Mary, hashtag I know you freaking lying. Hashtag ain't no way. Ain't no way, boss. Oh, man, we staying right here in North Carolina, but we going up to Clayton. Clayton, North Carolina, over there by Raleigh. That's my man Peter Pablo section up there, where a middle school young lady, 11 years old, has been being bullied by some classmates. Not some classmates that look like her, but some classmates of the other persuasion. And, you know, her mom had met with the school. They've been meeting with some of the school superintendents and school board members up there, and nothing has been done. Well, her mama put the story out because she said, listen, y'all gonna leave my baby alone or else. Because I'm at that point where it's leave my baby alone or else. Did y'all see this story? What they wrote this little girl? They told a little girl that she was so black that she looked like she'd been left in the oven. They told a little girl that she was so black that she looked burnt. She was the color of burnt. See, back in our day, we joned on each other. You know what I mean? We Burpee, I know you was in school joking.
Come on now.
I don't know if Jessica was in school joking, because Jessica don't like jokes. She be trying to fight people and stuff.
Larry.
But I know you always say, you ain't for the jokey. That's what I mean. But we did this in school, but we joked with each other. Didn't nobody else step in the circle, and nobody other persuasion stepped in there and joked, because it gets a little different. It becomes racial then, and then it becomes, we're going to do something about it then, because we ain't finna play that. And just like this little girl mama, she ain't finna play that. So I implore all my folk up there in Clayton, Peter Pablo and everybody up there, we need to go do something about it. We need to go knock on some of their doors and tell their kids to come outside, and we need to put them in the circle and let's joke on them. Because I got some jokes for them. If the little girl needs some jokes, baby, we can write her some jokes and say it's cool, okay?
Oh, listen.
I got some jokes.
You know I be ready.
Yeah, I used to do this. This is what we used to do in school. I promise you, we used to stand on the wall in school, and boy, woo, it went down. I got something for you. Look, mama, first of all, I hate that you had to go through this as a middle school student, but second of all, if you need some jokes to get back at them, because we can shut this down. We ain't even got to get about it to shut it down. We can shut this down by telling jokes on them, because sometimes you got to bully the bully. I think at this point, it's time to bully the bully.
Bully the bully.
Because I'm going to tell you what, I got plenty of jokes for them. Plenty. Now I'm going to go home and you're going to tell your mama I don't even want to come back to school. That's what I used to try. I used to want you to go home and tell your mama, you know what, mama, I don't even want to go today because they're going to tell these jokes on me and I ain't even trying to go back in there.
I wanted you to come back.
It wasn't bullying back in our day because everybody was involved and it was all fun and games then. But now this particular case, this is straight bullying, and this is racial too. This is racist. So yeah. Now school board up there, I'm gonna need y'all to step up and do something about it. But little girl, call me and Burpee. We got some jokes for you. Yeah. All right.
Boy,
I wish I could say something on the radio, but whew, I won't be here tomorrow. I promise. It'll be it. It's gonna be it if I tell these jokes. I promise you, it's gonna be it. Hit the half day and see what else I've been mad about. Better leave that little girl alone. I know that. All right, it's a Monday inside the madhouse, and you know on Monday you need some love in your life. Perfect call to make love Monday.
I want to make love.
I want to make love.
I want to make love.
Hey. I want to make love. It's time for love,
and you know it.
And I've been waiting for this moment.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Make Love Monday here on the Madhouse. And on this edition of Make Love Monday, keep it cute. Larry, they gotta keep it cute. We gotta keep it cute. At all times. Cause you could be making love, and it's just sometimes some cute things don't happen. Keep it cute when you're making noise while you're making love.
Oh.
go ahead, just keep it. Let's put it out there. Don't know. Don't nobody want to hear Glorilla in the bedroom.
Speak for yourself.
I'm not talking about the song.
No, you
talking
about the song.
I'm talking about your voice. You can play the song. You can play the song. But I don't want to actually hear her in there. I don't want to be getting down. We doing things. And out of nowhere, all I hear is, oh. I'm sorry, what, ma'am? I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Jessica, keep it cute in the bedroom. We got to keep it cute. Tell nobody what to hit. No woman in there talking about, let's go. What? I'm sorry, ma'am.
Speak
out. But not with that deep ass voice.
Not with that deep voice.
Not with that deep ass voice, Jessica. I'm talking about the tone. I ain't talking about what you're saying. I'm talking about the tone and how you say it. First
let's
of all.
Go. Bigelow.
I'm G to the L to the O. Bigelow. No, no, ma'am. No, you're not. No, you're not. Because if my voice is higher than anybody's voice in the room, I'm going to have a problem. I'm going to have a problem. I should not be in there talking about, what you think? I shouldn't be in there. Keep it cute while you're making love. And if that go for dudes, too, that go for dudes, too. Because the faces that y'all make, from what I've heard.
From what you heard?
From what I've heard.
From what you heard?
Some ladies have said, the faces that they man make, be on. Whoo! It'd be that time, and he just one eye go one way and the other go. You gotta keep it cute now. Keep it cute. You can get messy. Just keep it cute. Go ahead, because I don't, Lord, Larry, I'm just thinking about a Glorilla type woman in the bed. In the bed, bro.
Come here, give it.
Y'all, come here. For real. What is, you gonna listen to my music. Music. Get me out of there.
Let me take you down, Burpee.
And those the Burpee thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to get his no cap.
All right, so Gabrielle Union recently discussed D-Way's new tattoo. It's her initials. She shared the news earlier and said, the moment that you find out that your man made you his 17th tattoo, she says that she was shocked and extremely happy over Wade's new ink, but she doesn't have any plans on returning the gesture. She said, hell no, I will not be returning that favor. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
If you got a tattoo of your man, would you be mad if he didn't get one of you?
I can't even fathom that.
What do you mean?
I'm not getting my man.
Okay, I got you. So you didn't do that. I'm just saying that hypothetically, though, if you did. Burp, if you got your girl name tattooed on you.
I wouldn't get my girl name tattooed.
I'm just saying, hypothetically, would you be mad if they didn't return the favor?
Would I be mad?
Yeah, would you feel some type of way if they didn't return the favor? Like
I would feel some type of way if they told me that they weren't going to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
If they didn't do it, all right, cool. But if you telling me that you're not going to do it.
Now, you know I ain't going to get my name tatted on you.
Right. Like, in this situation, D-Way went off. He got it done without Gabrielle Union knowing.
Right.
So, therefore, I wouldn't feel any type of way if Gabrielle Union didn't do it.
I'm telling you that
I'm not going to do it because I ain't tell you to go get it done.
I know. I don't know. It's weird. What I'm saying is, I'm not expecting you to do it because I did. Right.
If you verbalize
it. If you don't do it, cool. That's cool that you're not going to do it. I'm not asking you to verbalize it. But if you actually say it to me, I ain't going to get your name. All right. You ain't got to do that.
But what if I said it like this? Oh, that's cute. But I'm not going to do that.
Nah, just say it's cute.
Oh, man, please. Please.
Say you like my tattoo.
Please, just in case you was wondering, let me clarify. If we both were like, okay, if it's like, oh, I'm going to go get a tattoo, and then you say that you're going to get a tattoo, and then you back out, now I have a problem. I would be upset with it. But, like, if you go off and you do it, don't expect me to do it. That's your business.
So, Burp, you would have a problem with Gabby if Gabrielle Union was your woman because she's verbalized that she's not doing it.
It's not going to be an issue, but I'd be like, you ain't got to say it like that.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell me you're not going to do it. I know that you're not going to.
Why? Why can't I tell you that I'm not going to do it?
Because now it just sounds like what I did was dumb.
And it
you
was.
You did it.
But it was.
You did it.
It really was dumb.
Be confident in your actions, bro.
No, it sounds like you think it's dumb.
Why? Because I don't.
Don't think I'm going to go do it.
Chad,
please. Nope. Definitely
is dumb. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Shout out plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is time to go to the courtroom.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Every dog, every day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good
hair. Mama call my lawyer because it's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom, where you are the jury. You get to decide who is guilty in the case. Today's letter reads, after 7 years of being together, my boyfriend and I are calling it quits. It wasn't an ugly breakup, but it wasn't exactly nice either. The final straw was when my uncle passed away last month. I was very close to him, and he always supported me and my ex. They talked on the phone. He even gave us money towards a down payment on our house. But when my uncle got sick, he only went to the hospital once to visit and hardly did anything for the funeral arrangements. After we broke up, I found out that my uncle left me a lot of money in his will. Now, my brother told me that I should give some of that money to my ex because he was close to my uncle, and my uncle died while we were still together. So he thought that the money was going to go to both of us. I don't agree. He was my uncle, and then my uncle, and we are together. And if he wanted to go to both of us, he should have said that in the will. So we want to know, is this woman guilty for not giving up some of this money to this boyfriend? Hey, I called for order in my courtroom.
Oh, I'm sorry, Judge.
Thank you.
Sorry, Judge. This is pretty
is this woman wrong? Now, this was all recent. This all happened sort of back to back. So the breakup comes right around the time that she found out about this money. So we want to know, is she wrong for not giving some of this money to her ex, who was also close to her uncle? 570-WPEG. You are the jury. You decide if she is guilty or not.
Lil Baby, in a minute, hit us up, Madhouse Nation.
Time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Every dog, every day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good air.
My lawyer, cause it's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
My name is Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's letter reads, after 7 years of being together, my boyfriend and I are calling it quits. It wasn't an ugly breakup, but it wasn't exactly nice either. The final straw was when my uncle passed away last month. I was very close to him, and he always supported me and my ex. They talked on the phone, and he even gave us money towards a down payment on our house. But when my uncle got sick, he only went to the hospital once and hardly did anything for the funeral arrangements. After we broke up, I found out that my uncle left me a lot of money in his will. My brother told me that I should give some of the money to my ex because he was close to my uncle, and my uncle died while we were still together, so he thought that the money was going to both of us. I don't agree. That's my uncle. We ain't together, and if he wanted it to go to both of us, he should have said it in his will. We want to know, is this young lady guilty or not? Power 98, is she guilty or innocent?
She's innocent.
Power 98, is she guilty or innocent?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say she's guilty, man. That money should be divided amongst the family. The man remembered it when he died.
All right, thank you.
You sound like a fool.
Larry. Good morning. Is she guilty or innocent?
The innocent.
Innocent. All right, thank you. Good morning. Is she guilty or innocent?
Good morning. The ex gets nothing. Thank you, Unc.
Thank you. Good morning. Is she innocent or guilty?
She innocent, because the answer is nope, not at She can't have nothing.
All right, thank you. Power 98, good morning. Guilty or innocent?
Guilty. Who? The girl's not guilty. I don't know what in the boomerang the brother's talking about, but 7 years don't qualify him to be entitled to no money. Like, I've been knowing Uncle all my life. 7 years don't make the boyfriend entitled to no money. Nope, she's not guilty.
Hey, brother. Tell
her
brother.
Larry.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Not yet, Larry.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Oh, my God.
Somebody needs to give him some money. Brother, you give him some money,
Larry.
Then. You give him some money then, brother.
Damn.
Your stupid ass. Shut your dumb ass up.
570-WPEG. 570-WPEG.
You ain't got the comment today. I got it.
Okay.
570-WPEG. Y'all call up here. Hello? Can I speak? Without y'all interrupting?
Sorry,
570-WPEG. Y'all call up here and let us know, is she guilty or innocent?
I ain't get a stupid ass brother.
Complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow. Homies, when you ask how my day go, pour up a phone out of blue. It's No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse on Power 98.
It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
Get it down every day, man. Every day.
You better call with the good.
Mama call my lawyer cause it's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial. It's time to go to trial.
All right. Today's letter says, after 7 years of being together, my boyfriend and I are calling it quits. It wasn't an ugly breakup, but it wasn't exactly nice either. The final straw was when my uncle passed away last month. I was very close to him, and he always supported me and my ex. They talked on the phone, and he even gave us money towards the down payment on our house. But when my uncle got sick, he only went to the hospital once to visit and hardly did anything for the funeral arrangements. After we broke up, I found out that my uncle left me a lot of money. My brother told me that I should give some of the money to my ex because he was close to my uncle, and my uncle died while we were still together, so he thought that the money was going to both of us. I don't agree. He was my uncle. We aren't together, and if he wanted it to go to both of us, he should have said that in the will. We want to know, is this young lady guilty?
Well, that's more calls on, man.
All right. Power 98, good morning. Guilty or innocent?
Man, that brother about crazy, ain't it? Man, she innocent. Boy, I get no darn money.
All right, thank you. Power 98, good morning. Guilty or innocent?
She's innocent.
All right, thank you.
He said it best. That boy crazy. Her brother crazy. That boy ain't getting no money.
Burpee, go ahead with your comment.
Yeah, she's innocent. I don't know why. Yeah, why would your brother even ask you to give somebody else that ain't in the family some money after one of your family members passed? It makes absolutely no sense to me. She's innocent. And then slap the hell out your brother while you do it.
He dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, brother, if you did the uncle leave you some money, then you give him some of your money. Give him a little bit of your piece, because I'm not giving none of mine. First of all, the letter said this was the last straw, that you didn't come to none of the hospitals and none of that. You didn't do none of that when my uncle was dying, and now you want some of my uncle money? You and my brother can go to hell. How about that? Oh. How about that?
All right. Well, Madhouse Nation,
none. How about that? Money.
That this young lady is innocent and she is not guilty.
So the other man.
So the brother guilty.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain in the
doghouse. All right. So if you have a case and you want it heard in Miss Jessica's dog.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
House courtroom. You can email me morningmadhouse@gmail. Madhouse has two D's, or you can just DM me on social media at Hey Miss Jessica.
Case closed.
None of my money. Judge, would you give up some of your money? Like if your boyfriend was close with one of your uncles and he passed away, and would you give your boyfriend some money, Judge? I'm just curious to know your opinion.
How much money we talking?
But she said a lot of money. Whatever a lot is to some people, because everybody's a lot is different.
How much money we talking?
Whatever you want to put in your mind, Judge.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm going to go ahead.
Because the thing that she says in here is that it wasn't a bad breakup. It wasn't a good breakup. I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say I don't believe you, Judge.
Yeah, I just.
I don't care what you believe.
You going to hold on to that money, Judge.
I just want to know how you, the boyfriend or even the girlfriend, how right. do you feel entitled?
You're not married.
How you entitled?
Hold on.
Even the married, how you entitled? That's my uncle.
Hold on.
I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare like
this. Who are you saying is entitled?
The boyfriend.
The boyfriend ain't said nothing in this case.
So you saying because it's the brother said.
The brother is the one. The boyfriend ain't said it. The boyfriend ain't say give me the money.
Well, brother, you need to shut up too. How you feel like he indicted, brother? You need to shut
up. I am a big proponent on don't count my pockets now.
The brother,
let me do what I do with my money.
Okay.
So
all right. I ain't tricking no more. Yeah, wrong time. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
This is Blue.
What up, Blue?
Hi, Blue.
What's happening?
We all right, Blue. We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You going to paparazzi. If you do not, Blue, we are taking your hood black card, all right?
All right.
On God now.
Blue, you got three categories. Jessica's got your category number one.
Name that woman in the song.
What? Burpee's got your category number two.
Black vernacular.
What? I've got your category number three. In the movie. What?
Go with number three.
In the movie, Soul Man. What was Samuel L. and Bernie Mac's character's occupation?
Man, I don't. That's a lawyer.
No. Okay, pal. All right, you want to say the same category, or would you like another one?
What was the first one?
Women in songs. Plies.
Oh, no, it's the second one.
Well, okay, never mind.
He was asking.
Oh, I thought he said he wanted to. The second one
was Black Vernacular.
20.
Yeah, that one.
He won't tell me.
You want to go with Black Vernacular. This word in the black culture means you are about to do something.
Hold on, say that again.
This word in the black culture means you are about to do something. We.
That's absolutely right. We femma.
That is correct, sir.
That is a black word that was created by black folks. All right, your last category. If you get it right, you win. You are Black Smart. If you miss it, we are taking your hood black card. What category are you going with, Big Dog?
We're going to keep it at this one.
Okay. Keep it in the same one. Okay, if your hands were dirty or you came from outside, your grandmother would tell you to go in the bathroom and what off?
Outside.
Huh? Yeah, that's why your ass should have came to mine.
No. I ain't never heard nobody say you got an outside off.
You got an outside off. I never heard that. All right, he lost. I mean, y'all know he went black.
Hell no. Damn black card.
You don't deserve it. Access denied. Your black privileges are revoked. That ain't it. Go out there and redeem yourself. Go get you some black education. Damn dummy.
All right, 570-WP.
Wasn't Black Smart.
You sound triggered. 570-WP, G1A.
If you and this triggered word.
What happened there over the weekend?
It did.
A lot of it. Don't worry about it, though. Now, 570-WP, G1A, at 525-0098. I'm going to let you pick. You got to get Burpee's questions right.
Yours, too. They ain't miss one of yours.
Yeah, you can pick between me and Burpee, okay? Oh, that's what right. I'll let you pick, okay? It's Monday. No Liberary in the morning, Madhouse. It is 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what's trending.
Press the play, we trending. 98, no limit. Everything be trending. Every day we trending. Press the play, we trending. 98, no limit. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. New hip hop and R&B. That's a hashtag. Power 98, the plug. No, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
Trending Topics is being brought to you by making Christmas special for the kids at Novant Health Hemby Children's Hospital. You can support them and Power 98 Secret Santa event on December 2nd. You can get info on how you can donate and make a difference at power98fm.com.
That's what you got trending over there.
A lot of people are waiting for Creed 3. It will be dropping on March 3rd, 2023. It looks like it's going to be a great movie. Well, Michael B. Jordan, who is producing and starring in the movie, was doing a panel at ComplexCon 2022 and revealed who will be executive producing the soundtrack for Creed 3. It will be none other than Dreamville. So that's pretty big. Shout out to J. Cole for that. Yeah, be on the lookout for that one. And Creed 3 dropping on March 3rd, 2023. You all can read more about this on our website, power98fm.com.
All right, let's see. The black Israelites, Hebrew Israelites, they're trending right now because they were outside the Barclays Center singing and actually out there celebrating the return of Kyrie Irving. Jaylen Brown actually tweeted the video and put on their energy, but then he had to go on and clarify that he thought they were the brothers of Omega Psi Phi. And he was like, I just saw our people united singing. I thought it was good. That's why I put energy. I don't think you should have even clarified that, sir. You didn't even have to clarify your tweet. Put your tweet up and go on about your business.
Yeah, you should have just left that alone.
Yeah. But they're trending right now because they were outside the Barclays Center singing.
Speaking of basketball, also trending the Splash Brothers, Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry. Boy, they are trending. Klay Thompson looked like a creative player last night as they took on the Rockets. Klay Thompson had 41 points. He had 10 three-pointers, and he was 10 of 13 on three-pointers. That's NBA 2K numbers. Oh, my God. That was that 10 of 13. That's like 80%? That's close to 80%. Got up on three-pointers.
Boy was balling.
He was out, and Steph put in 35. He hit a fadeaway three-pointer that it looked like it was something off of NBA 2K. Mm. Something to make you cut the game off. You have been playing the game, and something happened, you like, I'm going to just cut it off. Because this has got to be a glitch.
Oh, I quit all the time.
Yeah, them boys beat the Rockets down really bad last night. They looked like they was in playoff form last night. It was crazy. It was incredible. I got it posted on our website if you want to see the highlights. Woo! Klay Thompson went 8, stinking. All right, man, that's what's trending inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Each and every morning we drop it on y'all. We call it the Madhouse Question of the Day. Ms. Jessica, what was that question today?
Today we were asking you about the AMAs. You know that they did pull Chris Brown's performance. He was supposed to be doing a tribute to Michael Jackson, celebrating the 40th anniversary of Thriller. They pulled his performance, didn't provide any explanation. The Game got on social media and said, when they pulled Chris Brown's performance from the AMAs, all hip-hop and R&B artists should have declined too, but we'll never be that unified, and that's why they keep and will always use us, suck the culture dry, and disrespect us in our faces and behind our back. We want to know, do you agree with the Game and think that the artists should have pulled out?
The Game wouldn't have pulled out. I Am Terry says no. Letters is 704. Tyree says nah. I mean, I definitely understand, but it's not that serious. Leandra Garrett said yes. Stand with your people at all times. Oh, Haywood said yes. This is what we mean by actually taking a stand. I feel like they canceled this performance because people were mixing MJ with the Kyrie stuff. So they just like them canceling Mike all over again.
Kyrie.
That's what she said, bro.
What they got to do with Michael Jackson?
I think that she means that they were playing it safe. You know, the same controversy that is surrounding Kyrie and all the trouble that he's gotten into, that the AMAs were playing it safe like that. On my page, I did a poll, and 90% of people said yes, they should have pulled out, as opposed to 10% that said no.
I had two people say yeah. That would have shown unity, and they wouldn't have a show without the black artists. They still would have.
They definitely would have had a show.
So, I mean, it is. It sounds good. That's all I'm saying, yeah. But in reality, they're not going to put out something like this.
It depends on the situation. I just don't think in this, for me, in this particular situation, that it warranted all that. But that's just me.
I think it warranted it, but...
But why, though? Because they never gave... I can see if they gave a reason, and then their reason, and then you could say, okay, well, because of y'all reasoning. Or if they you know, like, the, you know, for so long, like the Oscars, you know what I mean? They wouldn't select black movies.
And what do we do? And then you started seeing boycotting of the Oscars and things like
that. Right, but that was, to me, that's worthy because they wanted us as a whole. They didn't go at black people.
They still didn't even give us a reason.
But right, but they didn't go. But the Oscars, you're right. But they didn't go at us. The AMAs didn't go at us as a whole. They just said, Chris Brown, we don't want your performance. They still had black artists on there. They still honored black artists. They still celebrated him and gave him his award. So
I think that it does speak volumes that they didn't even offer up a reason.
Right.
Like I think that's a problem. Tell us why you're pulling it. Tell us why you're pulling his performance. You invited him to perform. He was doing a tribute to a legend, and not just black music, but in music in general. And then you just pull him with no excuse. I think that's a problem.
Last minute, too.
Yeah.
So what if they just come out and say, well, those creative differences, like Alicia Keys just went through that. I forgot what company. But they said, just due to the creative differences, we don't want her to perform.
That's your explanation. Ain't no need for us to come together and kumbaya after that.
Okay. I'm just asking.
I think the person, and I haven't read exactly the whole, I don't know all of this story behind Alicia Keys. I saw that it was pulled because they didn't want her to use her piano or something like that.
Yeah,
you don't want me to use my piano. It's Alicia Keys. That is partially what she is known for. Why can't she use her for
it
her
might
piano?
Have been a reason,
so
might
my thing
the
is, you can't always
no,
just...
No.
You can't always just give me something. It's got to make sense. It got to make sense what your excuse is.
It could have been a safety reason. It could have. I don't know. But I just know they
use a piano at all. Or just her piano.
They stated it was creative differences. So that is a valid. If I want you to do something for me and we can't agree what needs to be done, then we got creative differences. So now I don't need you to do it. What's wrong with that?
They have not said that.
I'm just saying, but what's wrong with this? If their reason were to come out, cool. That's absolutely cool.
So then we got to go pick
you
it
because you do it last minute. With Chris Brown. I'm talking about with Chris
That's
Brown.
That's what I'm talking about. So we got to go
last
pick it because
minute,
of that.
You tell him he can perform. He's doing a tribute to Michael Jackson on the 40th anniversary of the album Thriller. Nobody else is doing anything. First of all, AMAs, why didn't y'all think to do a tribute to Michael Jackson
in
the first place?
But also the other point of that is don't always give me just the simplest reason and think that I just have to go for it. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
But
you know, you can get away. It's just like the Oscars situation, right? We were being boycotted with the Oscars. They not admitting to that. They not gonna say
they didn't admit to it.
You
right?
Yeah, they're not gonna do it. So just because you give me a reason, don't mean that it's okay.
But here's the thing. Like,
you gonna give me a simple reason.
This is their show. Do they have to give you a reason? They don't have to give you a reason.
It is, and that's exact. You are 100% correct. It is their show.
Yeah.
And because it is your show, and because you are choosing to move that way, I can also make a decision not to perform and not to support this.
But that's also the problem that I have, again, with black artists. Because how many years now have we been saying, oh, we don't need award shows like the Grammys to validate us or the AMAs to validate us? All right, cool. We'll come perform at the BET.
Yeah, come on to the BET.
I agree.
The BET gonna let them perform.
I agree. Let them go. Come on over there. Y'all got to stay with the ones. Yeah, absolutely.
But that's not really gonna happen.
He performed at BET.
That's not going to happen. That was 2009. Last time he performed at the BET.
Okay, if that wasn't the 40th anniversary of Michael Jackson, he'll probably do it this season.
No, it wasn't the 40th anniversary, but that was when he came back.
I know,
from the whole, you know, Rihanna thing.
Well, he could do. Well, how about Chris Brown? Just do you a little. He already put the performance up, right?
He posted it on his page.
There you go. He got all the views.
But let's just also say that. Why are y'all really pulling this man out of here? What's the real reason why y'all
they come out and say, well, because of his past, we don't want to put it on it. I would still boycott.
Well, then you should have never asked him to do it in the first place. That's a dumb reason.
Could be.
We
went back
stupid.
On our thinking, and now we don't want to do it.
You should, yeah, exactly.
Well,
I agree.
We changed our mind. We can't change our mind.
Get
into the wake up.
Get your ass up. Ain't no sleeping on the phone. Ain't no sleeping on the phone. Ain't no sleeping on the phone. Ain't nobody safe.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.